So we celebrate the Apostle Bartholomew, or as he's referred to in our Gospel today, Nathanael. And we know that every time we pray the Nicene Creed, we profess the belief in the church that is apostolic, built upon the teachings, the lives, the witness of the apostles. And that's what we heard about in the first reading, the great vision that he had of the new Jerusalem, the new temple, built upon the 12 foundation stones of the 12 apostles. So he had an image of the bride of the Lamb, which is the church. It's the church that's intimately united to the Lamb, to the Son of God. And it's that in that church we believe. We believe in the church, the bride, the body of believers. The method, the instrument that God has chosen to be his presence continuing on earth, and through which we encounter his Son Jesus, and through which we receive the grace we need to become saints. We call this method of the Master, of how Jesus chose to establish and to spread his kingdom. He chose those 12 men to share his life with, not to just give a PowerPoint presentation on the three keys or the 12 tricks or the this or that. But he chose these men to live among himself so that he could share his life with them. And by doing so, their lives were changed. And then they were sent out to change the world by changing the lives of the men and women that they encountered. This is the method of the Master. And that's what we saw on display in the Gospel, where Philip, who had just before this been called by Jesus to follow him, now we see Philip going out and finding someone to say, hey, we found the one we're looking for. And in spite of the skepticism that Nathanael displayed, can anything good come from Nazareth? The simple reply, the simple invitation to come and see, which is what Jesus had told Andrew and John a few verses earlier when they were inquiring about Jesus, and Jesus told them, come and see. This is that method of evangelization that we all should be embodying in some way. That we don't invite people to a following a list of rules or regulations. That's part of our discipleship, but it's based upon the encounter with the risen Lord, the encounter through the scriptures, through the lives of the saints and the martyrs, through the encounter with the sacred liturgy, through the doctrinal teachings, all these ways in which we can encounter Jesus, but it's him that we are encountering, and it's him that changes lives. And it's through this method of one person encountering and then sharing that with someone else that I have found the one that you are looking for. Your friends, O Lord, make known your glorious splendor, the responsorial psalm said. So maybe we can examine our lives. Are we a friend of God? And if so, do we make known the glorious splendor of his kingdom? And if we're not making known the glorious splendor of his kingdom, are we really a friend? And so we ask St. Bartholomew, St. Nathanael, to intercede for us today, to overcome the skepticisms and the doubts and the questions, and to give God that permission, give God that space to reveal himself to us anew today. There's no guile in this one, Jesus says about him. No duplicity. There's no double-mindedness. Even in the simplicity of his question, can anything good come from Nazareth? It's an authentic question. And so we ought not question our faith if we have questions about the faith. If everything doesn't fall into perfect place, it's okay. The response, come and see. Spend time with Jesus. Read the scriptures. Study the catechism. Come to Holy Mass. Adore the Blessed Sacrament. Come and see. Allow your lives to be changed so that, like the apostles and the great saints from our church history, that we can go out inviting everyone to come and see as we share the glorious splendor of the new kingdom of God.